John chapter number 3, and if you'll bear with me this morning, the way the Lord gave me this message is a little different than normal. And you may think at first, Pastor, are you going to read any scripture this morning? I promise you, y'all, it's been here long enough. Y'all know me enough. I've been accused in the past by some people of, and been told verbatim these exact words, you need to use less scripture. You use too many Bible verses. Well, I'm sorry, that ain't going to happen. Amen. But because if I don't give you what the Bible says of where I'm coming from, then where am I coming from? But anyway, that's a whole nother story in itself. But if you'll just bear with me a minute, I got a little bit longer of an introduction, if you will, to a point this morning. And then once we get into the scripture, you're going to say, Pastor, how many scriptures are you going to use this morning? Okay? So, because they're all kind of together and there's a lot of them. Amen. When they do come. So if you'll just bear with me, we'll get to John chapter 3 in just a second this morning. But the Lord, I heard a song this week and it kind of stirred my heart about some things from a portion of the song, the words in it. And I'll share with that maybe a little bit more later on. We'll see how the Lord leads. But as I heard the words to this song, especially in the first verse of it, the Lord kind of spoke to my heart some things for this message this morning. And also this week, and I shared this, and I may share the specifics of it, I may not this morning. If I don't, I definitely will tonight. But I shared yesterday with everybody before we went to hilarity about a situation that I had this week at work. And I may share that with you later tonight or later on. We'll see how the Lord leads. But through some things this week in my life, let me say, that the Lord has brought, the Lord kind of has laid this message on my heart today. And so I know it's the message the Lord would have for us for this hour. But you take this morning and you look around us at our world today, there's three things that I think we all can agree on. Three things that our world is today when you turn and you look at it. The first thing that our world is today is hungry. Amen. Our world is hungering. It is, you may use this word instead, desiring. Amen. Our world is desiring something. You take and you look around at the people that surround you every day at work. Amen. The people that surround you, maybe your family members when you gather together with some of them. And even those that's at the church house a lot of times. Amen. That's there. There's a great hungering in our world today. There's a desiring for something. Amen. I think if you take and you look around, it doesn't take long to feel that. But you think about, I believe that every man has a void in them. They are hungering, looking for something. There's got to be more to this life other than just what this is. Amen? Than what we see right here. Than what we do every day in our lives. I believe that. I believe that man knows that. God's put that in them. You think about it, they're hungering, they're desiring, they're looking for something. You think about even that, you say, but Pastor, there's some people out there that they're just in the world and they just seem to be as content as can be. They seem to be, everything's great, everything's good, they ain't desiring nothing, they ain't hungering for nothing, they seem just happy and well and good and satisfied where they're at. I know they may seem that way, but a lot of times things ain't the way they seem on the surface. They ain't really that way, are they? And I think a lot of times if you listen real closely and you get to talking to people, you'll see that there are people out there today, they're hungering and they're desiring and they're looking for something. They have a desire. They're looking for something. They have that void, if you will. And a lot of people today will try to fill that hungering or that void with the things of this world, won't they? You take and you look around and they'll try to fill it. And I just made a list and there's other things you could put on this list. But I think a lot of people try to fill it with drugs and alcohol, don't they? They try to fill the void in their life, the desire that they have. There's got to be more. There's got to be something. The humdrum, amen, of life, amen, that all of us experience at times. And boy, I get up every day. I do this. I do this. I go to work. I come home. I eat supper, take a shower, and back to bed. Amen. You think about just the humdrum is what I call it. You know, the routine, of life. You think about people are hungering more. And some try to satisfy it with drugs and alcohol. Boy, I don't have to work tonight. Some of them even do work. But drugs and alcohol, amen. I'm going to fill this void with drugs, with alcohol, amen, and just live it up. There's got to be more to this life, and I'm just going to enjoy it. You know, this is what it is. I used to fill this void. Some people try to cover it up. They try to fill their life with, and I hate to say this, and I'm not being mean, derogatory. I hope y'all understand me well enough to know what I mean when I say this morning. But some people try to fill that hunger and that desire with painkillers or nerve killers. Amen. Like we talked about in Sunday school a little bit this morning and things. They try to fill that void in their life with those types of things to make them numb, if you will, to make them satisfied, to be able to make it through to the next day. You think about some people, partying is the way they do it. Amen. And some of those things I mentioned earlier, that's what they party with. And that's their party. If they don't have that, they can't have a party. To me, I got to have banana pudding and I can have a party. Amen. We just got to have some food, right? But you think about some people, they go out and they're partying. That's the only thing that satisfies them. You think about as soon as that 5, 6 o'clock hits at work, they're off and they're going out partying all evening. Amen. Especially on Friday evenings, right? Once they get done for the week. You think about some people, sex is the thing that fills the void in their life. Amen. Always desiring, always hungering for something else. They're desiring, they're hungering. And this, I think, is a big one, and it kind of wraps up a lot of these other ones to a point, is money. Amen. They try to feel that desire, that hungering, that thing they want in their life, they try to fill it with money. Boy, if I could have just a little bit more money and buy this or buy that or this thing or that thing, then I would be satisfied. People are hungering for things. You think about today, people are hungering, they're desiring. If you would agree with me with that this morning, you'd say that the world is hungry. Say amen. 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 They're hungry, they're desiring something. Not only that, but the second thing our world is today is our world is dark. Amen. Not only is our world desiring something, but our world is dark today. Amen. The world that you and I live in, it's a dark place. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? The sun's out and it's a beautiful morning, even though it's a little chilly outside. And it is. Amen. It's a beautiful morning. Thank the Lord. Now, yesterday we might could have said that. Yesterday morning for a while, because it was kind of cloudy and dreary for a point, you know, a lot. But you think about the fact this world is in darkness. Amen. Our world today is a dark place. Amen. You think and you turn and you look at the world around us, it's a dark place. There's darkness all around us and there's people living in darkness. Amen. There's people walking in darkness all around us today. You say, but I'm walking in light. I got light, but you know what? You might, but they're walking in darkness. Amen. They're walking in darkness. You think about today, our world is a dark place. And many people, they're wandering in darkness and they try to find some direction for their life. Amen. Is what I'm saying. They're in darkness. They don't know what direction to go in their life. They don't know what direction to turn to. They don't know where they're going, what they're doing. They really don't have a purpose. And so what they'll try to do is fill that void, if you will, that darkness. They're wondering, they don't know what direction to go in. And some of y'all may disagree with this one, but I believe it's very, very true that some people, they're trying to fill, if you will, that darkness. They don't know what direction to go in, and so their higher education is their big thing. You say, what do you mean? They try to learn, accumulate, ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. I believe what the Bible says. That's what their goal is. They don't know what direction they're in. They're blind as a bat, as we say, right? They just hear a sound and they go this way or that. They don't know. But you think about higher education, and so that's what they fill the darkness with in their lives. They try to use that to find a direction. Higher education, always learning. But not only that, some people use, and I don't mention this one, but money, amen, to give them a direction in their life. In other words, I don't know what direction to go in, so I'm going to go in the direction that makes the most money, amen. That's the way some people are. That's how they get their direction in life. Is money. Where the money is where I am. As the old saying goes, show me the money, right? That's the direction they go in. You think about it, they try to fill that darkness and get direction with their life from money. Some with jobs, amen. Jobs is all it's about. And some people, it is money most, but some people, it's just the fact of that job fills and gives them some direction in their life. If they don't have that job, they don't know what else to do. They're just lost, amen. That job is what gives them direction in their life, if you will. You think about they're lost without it. Endless, and this is one that I thought of today, and I think if we're not careful, it can get us all to a point. Endless busyness. Amen. Some people today, they don't know what direction they're going in. They don't know what they're doing. So they always got to do something. I can't sit down. I'm going to go do something. Right? They're always going. Just, I got to go somewhere. I got to do something. They just feel that. They don't have no really direction in their life. And so they're going here, going there, going this, going that. Why are you doing that? I don't know. I need something to do. I'm going here and going there. And they're just endlessly busy and going in every single direction. Like that yo-yo, right? They're just going everywhere, you know, every which way. Youth, I never could do yo-yos. Maybe one day I can. But anyway, you think about the fact darkness, amen, is all around us. John, where you're at now, John chapter 3 and verse number 19. And of course, John 3:16, good verse. We could read several here, but just look at 19 for what we're talking about this morning. It says, and this is the condemnation, that light, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, is coming to the world. And men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Amen. Men love darkness. Amen. This world is a dark place. Amen. It still is today. You know what? Men love darkness, don't they? They love some of these things, dark things that I mentioned this morning, and there's others I can mention that they try to fill the void of their lives with. Whether it be the desiring, amen, or the darkness and looking for a direction in their life. You think about the fact today that the men love darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil, the Bible says. You think about, that's why I believe you go to some people, like we had several yesterday, especially Brother Brent had several people that he talked to and tried to witness to them, tried to give them a track. I think a couple of y'all other ones had people you tried to give tracts to, and what happened? I don't want that, right? You had a couple. I don't want that, right? Had one guy, I don't want to go to heaven. Point blank's what he told Brother Brent. I don't want to go to heaven. I don't want nothing to do with none of that. You think about the fact today, I'm just simply saying that some men, they love darkness. That's a loving darkness. Amen. They don't want to come to the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil. They're in darkness, and you know what? They want to stay there. They want to stay there. They like their darkness. Amen. They're enjoying that pleasure in sin for a season. Amen. You think about today, darkness is all around us. Another good verse of Scripture, Proverbs 4 and verse number 19, that talks about darkness. Proverbs 4:19. It says, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not, and I mark those words, they know not at what they stumble. Amen. In other words, they're walking in darkness and they don't even realize it. Amen. They don't even know what they're stumbling at. They don't know. You think about how sad that is and how ignorant that is. Amen. Not being mean toward nobody that doesn't know the Lord, but I'm saying they don't know. They don't realize. That's what ignorant. Amen. They don't know. They don't realize because they don't want to know and realize. They're willingly ignorant, as the Bible talks about. They love their darkness. They don't want nothing else. They don't even know. They don't even realize that they're in darkness. They just love where they're at. You think about today, I think and I hope that everybody would agree with me. If you'd agree with me today, the world's in darkness. Say amen. 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 The world's in darkness. But the third thing that the world is today, y'all say he's almost done preaching. Don't count that. Amen. Amen. But you think about the third and the last thing that this world's in today is not only is it this world have a desire or a hungering, not only is the world in darkness, but thirdly, the world today is divided. Amen. I know we all can jump up and down and say amen on that one. If you can't, you need to go home. I don't know about today because the news comes on at crazy times. But you need to get to go tomorrow night, amen, and sit down and watch the 4:30, 5:30, 5:30, 6. You pick a time, amen. It's on all evening now, amen. And you got cable, you can watch it 24 hours a day, amen. But you take and you turn on your news and you watch it, I guarantee you, for 10 to 15 minutes, amen. And you can't come away without saying that our world is divided. You take today, and this is the most, I'm going to go for the easy, low-hanging fruit for a minute, okay? Our world is divided today. You can take and tell it easily when you get to the political things. I know things have always been divided, and I understand that, and we ought to divide on some things, amen? I'm not going to get into that this morning. That's not the message. But the point is, our world is divided, Amen. You think about today and sharply divided. From the White House, division, House of Representatives, division, to even our homes and our houses and our churches, a lot of times, what? There's division. Amen. All around us. Division is all around us today. Our world is a divided place. It's a place of division. You say, you look at the political unrest. And I want to talk about that just for 2 seconds. You think about the political unrest. You say, why do we have all that? Because it's a reflection of our society today. Amen. It's a reflection of our society today because we're divided. Amen. And so what does it do? It makes its way up. Amen. You think about the fact today, there's division is what I'm saying all around us. We see this through the political things, a reflection of our society today. You think you can see it today in the spiritual realm from churches. Good and bad. There's splits. Sounds like division. Amen. You think about the fact today, there's division all around us. You can see it in homes. Divorce. Amen. Or maybe even not necessarily divorce, but they're together, but not really together. You're over here doing your thing. I'm over here doing my thing. This is my living room. This is your living room. I could keep on going, right? You get the point. You think about the fact this morning, our world is divided. Amen. There is division all around us today. Our world is divided. Well, this phrase come to me this morning, and I looked it up. Different people differ on where it started at, so I'm not going to get into that. But the phrase is this, divide. Y'all know what the rest of it is, right? And conquer. The Romans is the ones, I think, that made it the most popular with Caesar and things, but that ain't where it started, supposedly. But I'm not going to get into that. You can Google it and research it out, see if you can figure it out later. But you think about, that's what the devil's trying to do, amen? Divide and conquer. There's division all around us today. If you'd agree with me today, the world's divided. Say amen. 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 There's three things this world is today that we all have agreed on by amens this morning. If you didn't say amen, then I don't include you, okay? But I think everybody said amen. And that's this, hungering or desiring that this world has, this world's in darkness, and this world is divided.